Podcasting killed the ATS star. Podcasting killed the ATS star. Oh yeah, where are the buggles when you need them most? This is Magic with an AboveTopSecretDom.com member podcast. Wow, you think I'd remember how to say that after all this? This podcast is actually in reply to a thread on board questions and business by Lost called "Podcast Killed the Thread Discussion Star." I just love the title, and of course, I love the irony too, because obviously, podcasting is not going to replace our good old fashioned text discussions, not at all. It's something that we, you know, it's something else we can use, and I think it'll be a nice tool. But yeah, hey, I'm with you on that. And hey, podcasts can be a pain. I mean, we're talking about a lot of bandwidth for people who are on dial-up and stuff like that. Podcasts may not be an option, and I'm aware of that. So while I've been going nuts in Podspace, I also, you know, try and keep my keep my hand in the forums, although a skeptic pointed out, in a way, the forums are safer when I'm out here jabbering in Podspace, because I'm not exactly known for being brief. let's just say that, yeah, when you're looking for a man of few words, I'm not the one you're looking for on ATS, that's for sure. I just wanted to kind of, first of all, I love the irony of responding to this thread with a podcast. You just know there was no way I could avoid doing that. So here I am. And also, by the way, there's some very good points in here, and I'm glad that you brought the point up, Lost, as far as this whole business of podcasts and stuff, because this is definitely something I consider an interesting topic. And ironically enough, maybe a very good topic for podcast discussion as well. I'll just do it on podcast. But ambient sound brought up some great points. I mean, his list of points pretty much matches, except for the deaf part. I don't know if I'm 40% deaf. I haven't been kind to my ears over the years, but I'm hanging in there. But he's got a good point. I mean, the podcasts are a different medium, and they aren't searchable. You can't click on a link in my podcast. You know, except for this one. Click right here, and this will take you to a different podcast. Yeah. So no question about it. There are serious limitations to podcasting. So why am I so big on podcasting? You know, the main reason I'm big on podcasting is because it gives us an opportunity to express ourselves in ways that we have not been able to do so far on ATS. So it's a new form, it's a new medium for expression for us. Now, it's not a new medium for expression. People have been using, voice and sound and audio to communicate longer, much, much longer than we've been using text. So in an ironic way, we're coming full circle back to the days when the shaman would sit by the fire with all the people of the clan gathered around and by firelight tell the stories of the ancients, the ancestors, and the news of the day, which was usually like, so-and-so killed a bear and stuff like that. So I kind of enjoy that thought in my mind when I'm telling some of my stories into the microphone here, just kind of hearkening back to the old days, if you will. But anyway, I'm kind of drifting a little. I just wanted to to actually chime in with a podcast on this subject and point out that as a person who's obviously very much into podcasting, I agree with the sentiment that podcasts are not a substitute for our forums. What I think is neat is the combination of a popular internet, discussion forum that's based on text. And by the way, it's not just text. People post pictures. I post pictures all the time in ATS, and we have our avatars. So we actually have a lot of visual means of expressing ourselves. And now we have podcasts, which we can use to supplement the visual expression. And granted, the technology, we can make MP3s and we can link to them and stuff like that. It hasn't all been pulled together into nice, tight little package yet, but I'm quite confident that it will be. And certainly by taking the step that he has, Skeptic Overlord has demonstrated, he's got the vision thing going on. And this is an example of that. And the whole philosophy, and, for people who wonder, what do I see, with regards to the senior staff behind the scenes, the whole philosophy I see of the senior staff is just wanting to make the ATS community more enjoyable for the people that are here. Because the people that run this place are also members of the community, and they enjoy it more when there's more to do. They've been here for a while. They want to try new stuff too. So, and by the way, hey, nudge, nudge, maybe see some more members of senior staff, do some podcasts there, Simon. But anyway, I think I've droned on too much. I'm experimenting also with using a lot higher forms of compression, basically lower bit rates and stuff, so that the podcasts don't take up as much bandwidth. And I'm doing that specifically because for my brothers and sisters out there on dial-up, you know, I'm out here in the desert, and my connectivity is pretty spotty itself, so I know what it's like to be on low bandwidth. So what I want to do as a podcaster is try and make my podcasts as small as possible, both to reduce the amount of bandwidth and server space they take up, and also to make them more accessible to people who don't have high bandwidth connections. And I've also, especially, you know, my fellow ATSers out there that may be in countries where dial-up and shaky dial-up is the best you can get, hey, my heart goes out to you, and hopefully my podcasts will too. Anyway, this has been another self-indulgent podcast by Magic, and done primarily with irony in mind. And just to chime in on this thread about podcasting, you know, podcast killed the thread discussion star. No, I don't see text going away anytime soon. It still serves a very important purpose, and there's still stuff that I would rather just belt out a few lines of text, believe it or not, I occasionally do post short posts, rather than swing the mic over and do a podcast. Even though it's really easy for me to do podcasts, it's still sometimes just so much faster. Well, actually, in every case, it's faster to just type out with text. Podcasts are here for those who want to take advantage of them, and if you don't want to, that's fine. And if you do want to, I think you'll just have a ball with them. Anyway, this has been Member Magic on AboveTopSeeker.com, chiming in on a thread with my homies there in BQ&B on Podcasting Killed the ATS Star. Until next time, this is Magic in Pod Space, 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 Space.